This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer checking in once again from Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project Podcast. It's your first time listening to the pod. Appreciate you for stopping by on this Monday, May 6th, 2024, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. And we were not, well, I did record an episode yesterday, but apparently that my recorder was not up to par. Well, I had a lot of disc was full, so I had to change that out and make some adjustments to it. So no episode came out this weekend, but we're starting a whole new week, and we're going to start, obviously, with K-State baseball. We'll pick up there with a huge series win yesterday. After, if you guys didn't check out the series with KU, let's just get you caught up real quick, and we'll get you in a box score of yesterday's series win over the Jayhawks in the Sunflower Showdown 2024 edition. Game one with the K-State. Fortunately enough, there, K-State was trailing majority of this baseball game 3-2 on Friday night, and then to get blanked by KU in game two, thanks to a great pitching performance by one of the KU freshmen, 4-0. And then here, huge win by K-State yesterday afternoon at Toyton Family Stadium, 4-2, as once again, they had to rely on the Rally Caps yet again in this series there as well. This could have easily been disastrous for K-State, because they had to come out of here basically two of the three wins, obviously, the series win. They had to come behind and do it. K-State scored 4 unanswered runs, including a two-out, two-run single by Nick English in the bottom of the seventh inning, and K-State with a huge 4-2 win over the Jayhawks and taking the series. And I did call for a sweep. I did do that. So I will admit that. But, hey, a serious win, I'll take that. If you missed out on any content from last week's podcast, please go check that out wherever you get your podcast. And we will be recording a bonus tonight. That's 80% of that. With my co-host Alex Aiden on the Podbean channel. More on that on the backside of this. Right here, 4-2 win, K-State over KU yesterday afternoon out there in Toyton Family Stadium. Pete Hughes in a post-game conference here yesterday, quote, three really good ball games. Yeah, just like I said, I think it's great for college baseball in this region, for the country, other country, and great for college baseball in the state of Kansas. Coach Hughes said, and he continues on here, quote, just the amount of people that showed up in a very emotional and invested weekend. It speaks volumes to where our programs are at. That's my biggest takeaway there, end quote, there as well. Yeah, K-State, they really had to dig for this one. And I said on last week's podcast that both of these teams, well, at the end of the week, looking at the records, very identical there. And K-State, you know, being no hit by Nebraska going into the series, wondering what was going to happen. Well, they needed clutch hits, and they got them there in this baseball game. Let's turn our attention now to the box score here as K-State now. I'm going to have to check the standings here at the backside as well. K-State 28-19 now on a 24-24 campaign, dropping Kansas to 27-17 on the season here. All right, box score here. KU struck first in the top of the second, added one in the fourth, and that was all KU needed. All KU scored in this game, two runs there. K-State did not get on the board to the fifth inning to tie the game, or actually to cut the deficit to 1, then tied it in the bottom of the sixth, and then they went ahead with the Nick English hit in the bottom of the seventh, and that's all that K-State needed there to hold down the Jayhawks. And this one, Blake Dean getting the win. He is now 4-3 on the season, while Cooper Moore drops to 1-2. Tyson Neighbors getting save 6 on the year right there. Start of the game just after 1. Time of this game, 2 hours and 45 minutes. the crowd, 23,000 plus at Toyton Family Stadium, and a 60 degree weather day out there in Manhattan, Kansas, there as well. Josh Winthrop going four innings to start of this ball game, five hits, two runs, both of them were earned in a strikeout. Adam Arthur, Blake Dean credited with the victory, 4-3 now. Blake Dean, right, 3 2/3, a hit, no runs given up, which is huge. A walk, three strikeouts, and Tyson Nabers struck out the side in a ninth inning there to seal up the series Sunflower Showdown win for K-State in the game. Nick English, who was in the leadoff spot in this game, had the big hit, 2-for-4 in this ball game there. Let's see, Brady Day went hitless in this game. Jaden Parsons, three-hit game for him on the afternoon. Rafael Beteller also had a hit in this game, along with David Bishop, who was in the ninth spot as well for your K-State Wildcats there as well. So K-State now, let's now shift the gears to the standings now. K-State 4, Kansas 2 in the final game of a three-game set in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State takes the Sunflower Showdown away from KU. Eddie Greer, this is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here on this Monday after a couple days after the weekend off on this podcast. Turns out there as well, so we're back in play. But when you look at the standings now in the Big 12, KU still ahead of K-State. They're in that department there as well. K-State now 1, 2, 3, 6, 7. They moved the one spot in the Big 12 standings now to 7th at a 500 clip, 12-12 in the conference, 28-19 overall there as well. So still, they still have West Virginia to play in on the road, I believe. If I remember that correctly, I know they have another team on that list. That's why I can't remember who it is, but I know they have West Virginia left on that list, on that schedule, coming for K-State. So K-State, if they're going to make any noise here late, try to get themselves in better position for the Big 12 tournament, they're going to have to win some games, well, in some series. And taking that series away from KU goes a long, long way of doing that there as well. Okay, so also today starts what's appeared on my calendar anyways. Carla Bernat, women's golf, in the regional, NCAA regional. I believe it's down in Texas, I believe, as well as Cooper Schultz isn't until next week. And as I said on the recording before, it didn't get loaded up. But anyway, yeah, so Carla Bernat, who has led the Cats on the women's golf side all season long. We have talked about it on this podcast throughout the spring semester. We'll go start her pursuit. That's the word I'm looking for. Her pursuit of trying to get in an NCAA championship tournament there as well. That begins today. The regional today. We will keep close tabs on that as well. Football, well, they're still trying to look for the transfer portal. Look for help from the transfer portal there, as their offense looks pretty scary. Again, we're going to have more to talk about on that here in the upcoming months leading up to the kickoff of the 2024 football campaign. And, of course, Jake Clifton doing a good thing. He is, after a while, he made his decision to go into the missionary field there after playing for K-State. After playing for K-State for 2 years. It takes a hit for the linebacker, but for Jake Clifton to make that move to go in the missionary field, huge for him and his family as well. So congratulations to Jake Clifton, the former K-State linebacker, taking God's calling there to serve in the mission field there as well. I did read a statement. It was a couple days ago as well. So that's good for him on that part. But on the flip side of that, leaves a hole for K-State on the linebacker side as well. But they did get a linebacker as well. I don't know what the timing was on that. I want to say it was before the Jake Clifton news. I'm not sure about that because, look, we've been kind of out of the loop of football throughout the spring semester. And we're going to get it all wind back in here before the start of 2024 season. That is for sure. So that's a little bit of football note there on that. The bonus podcast, me and Alex record tonight. We will talk more about this baseball team and kind of shift the gears away from football again. We will talk men's basketball again. What is going on? Even though with the transfer gets for K-State men's basketball, what is going on inside the confines of the K-State men's basketball team? We'll have to get into that. And if anything between now and then comes across throughout the day, that will be brought up on that bonus podcast as well. So we'll get it all to you here tonight, late tonight, on the podcast there. And it won't be out until shooting for tomorrow, late afternoon, early evening at the latest there as well. So me and Alex will talk. I'll be on my way home, so it's going to be one of those on-the-call things where I'm driving on the road trying to record a podcast at the same time. I did it before, that's going to have to be the plan yet again tonight. On the bonus side, you're going to get that on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E, in apostrophe S right there. So only on Podbean, Purple Project Podcast. I just gave you what to look for. That's where you're going to find me and Alex talking K-State sports on that one. We will have postcast on that as well. Let's see here. Yeah, that's the plan, and I'm hoping to do a little bit more on that channel once I get focused on that. So yeah, I've been getting down a little bit here, really bearing down on this podcast, that's for sure. So we've been really rolling lately with K-State content, and we want to provide you that, especially if you're a K-State fan living in the KC metro area. So that's that on that. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily or whenever we do record Kansas State content. We are in the month of May, May 6th, K-State with a huge series win over the Kansas Jayhawks in the Sunflower Showdown. 2-1. They're winning. All three of these games were really closely contested, as now they will set their sights now on their opponents here coming up this week. I don't have the schedule out right now. Carla Bernat's pursuit to get in the NCAA championship meet begins today. We'll keep a close eye on that as well. For Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!